In a school year like no other, because of the pandemic, Boston officials are considering not using an exam for admission to the city's three prestigious exam schools for the next school year. Instead, the district proposes using grade point averages and zip codes to select the school's next incoming classes. WBUR's Max Larkin joins us now to explain this. Good morning, Max.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us how this change would work, Max.
It's a little bit complicated, I'd say. So first, you create a pool of eligible students. They've either maintained a B average for the ongoing school year, or they scored meeting expectations or above on the math and English sections of the MCAS. So 20% of the open seats in these schools would go to the eligible students with the top GPAs, the top grades in the whole city. They'd have their pick of which of the three schools they want to attend, or none of the above, until the seats fill up. And then the remaining 80% of the seats would go to the top eligible scorers in each zip code. And the zip codes with the lowest median household income would get first pick. You see what I mean. It's a little confusing, but I'd encourage people to go to the district's website and see more of the specifics.
Advocates have been arguing for this type of change for years. So why now?
That's right, Bob. People have said for years that a standardized test ends up displaying some bias against low-income kids, immigrant kids, and then the Black and Latino students who make up now almost three-quarters of Boston public schools and who are indeed underrepresented in the exam schools, especially at Boston Latin School. But then the pandemic comes along and it highlights big problems, you know, affecting in particular the groups, you know, that I just described. The group looking at this question was totally shaped by the pandemic effect. That's according to NAACP Boston President Denisha Sullivan, who is on the panel.
Recognizing the inextricable link between the impact on Black and Latinx communities, lower income communities, and how that has impacted the learning process.
In other words, Bob, if there'd be bias in a normal year, it would only be magnified by holding a test this year, not to mention the safety questions of simply administering a test this year. I think one important thing to note, though, this is just a one-year change for now, though I will say district leaders haven't said what their plan would be for after this.
All right, so how is this plan, whether it's interim or not, how is this plan being received?
Well, there's been a community of families and advocates that have been pushing for just this kind of change for years, and they're rejoicing, like Ivan Espinoza, who's the director of Lawyers for Civil Rights. His argument is, pandemic or no, a standardized test is an outdated and exclusive tool for finding academic talent. And even if it's only gone for just this one irregular year, he thinks that's enough time to prove him right.
This is a really wonderful opportunity for Boston Public Schools to see that alternatives are very much viable.
Ivan Espinoza, Director of Lawyers for Civil Rights. Max Larkin, what happens next?
The plan was presented last night at a school committee meeting that was uncommonly busy. Tons of COVID-19 related concerns, other things. The Boston School Committee will tentatively scheduled to vote on this on October 21st. Now, Espinoza's optimistic. He thinks this is something a progressive city ought to be able to get behind. Then again, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio proposed a very similar plan last year, and there was a tremendous backlash. He ended up scrapping it. We may end up seeing something like that here, and we ought to know within the next 2 weeks.
All right, WBUR's Max Larkin will, of course, be keeping tabs on that. Max, always good to talk to you. Same this morning. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.